The first round is on Owen's Recovery Science. Owen's Recovery Science is a single source
for PTs,
OTs,
ATCs,
DCs,
and other medical professionals
seeking certification
in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training. Find out more and get certified
at owensrecoveryscience.com.
Can't thank you guys enough for taking a listen to the show, well, since we started it in 2015. Looking back on the year that was, 2017, we're going to give you the top 10 episodes of 2017. Take a listen. They're in no particular order. Can't thank you guys enough for, number one, listening, and then doing the thing we love even more, telling a friend, sharing an episode that you liked on social media, emailing the show to a colleague. Keep that up. That's the only way that the show can survive and be totally free to you. Without further ado, here's an episode from the top 10 of 2017.
Very excited to bring you this episode with a fantastic human being, Eric LeGrand. Some of you might know his story. Eric was paralyzed during a Rutgers football game back in 2010. Since then, he's gone on to do some amazing things. You're going to hear about them in his words. Keep in mind one thing, a little audio issue, a little echo in Eric's side of the conversation, but after like about 10, 15 seconds, you probably won't even notice it. Super excited for this episode with Eric LeGrand on PT Pintcast.
The best conversations happen at happy hour.
Come on.
Welcome to ours. This is the PT Pintcast.
Gotta go hard or go home.
Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
Our next guest on PT Pintcast has done and continues to do amazing things in this world. He was a college football player at Rutgers University, signed an NFL contract with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, received the Jimmy V Award at the ESPYs, hosts a feature on Fox called Mission Possible, and started his own charity to cure paralysis and improve the lives of people living with paralysis today. And he's a member of the Quad Squad. Welcome to PT Pintcast, Eric LeGrand. Eric, welcome to the show, my man.
Hey, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
I had Mike Nichols tipped me off about the Quad Squad. He didn't tell me what it was. He didn't tell me what it was, but you got to explain what that is, man.
Yeah, I heard you say the Quad Squad. I almost started laughing. That's us quadriplegics. That's what we call ourselves, part of the Quad Squad, if you're quadriplegic. Just wanted some humor with our injury.
I love that. Through all the things that I've seen since we heard about your story and then all the things that you've done since then, I had a chance to talk with Mike Nichols a few weeks ago on this show and just told his story and what the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation does for him, what the Neuro Recovery Network does for him. And while he was on my show, he mentioned you by name and said you were just a giant source of inspiration to him specifically. How does that make you feel when people like Mike and all the people that you touch actually say those things about you?
You know, it means a lot to me, you know, because, you know, this is, I feel like what my purpose on earth is down to do, you know, help other people get through their situations. And, you know, unfortunately, we all face some type of adversity. And if you can look at me and lean on me for that source of inspiration to help you get through that adversity, that's what it's all about. And that's what I'm here to do. And I take this on as a responsibility to help other people.
Just love that way that you look at it. You know, I've heard some of the stories that you've done on Fox, but let's start from the start. You know, when you tell your story, when you speak to groups, how do you tell your story? How do you frame it?
I always begin my story with the day of my injury. I started right then and there, and I bring up to that exact moment that it happened. And then I take them through the whole process pretty much down through the 7 years after that. But I always start off right away with my injury. I want to paint that scene for them to envision that in their head, you know, that moment that it actually happened to me.
Yeah. So what was that day like for you? How do you see it looking back on it now, you know, 7 years later?
I still see it the same way, you know. Just it happened at just so fast, you know. I was running down the field to make a tackle. And I had a head start at the guy, and I wanted to tackle him with my shoulder and not use my head at all. And I put my head down thinking it wasn't going to be the tackle. And next thing you know, the crown of my head ends up going right into the back of his shoulder blade. Next thing you know, I'm laying on the ground, and I can't move, and I can't breathe. And I got all these people on my face asking me, can I feel this, can I feel that, or can I move this, can I move that? And then they're in my head and my neck, and then they're taking their face mask off, and it's just... Just a bunch of stuff going on, and my coach telling me I gotta pray, then getting carted off and trying to give the thumbs up and nothing happening. put the oxygen mask on. It was just a very scary scene.
Yeah, I could imagine. You brought up your coach, Greg Schiano, who then went on to work with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's become a pretty big part of your life and your family's life, right?
Yeah, Coach Schiano, he's a huge role model for me. You know, he turned me from a boy to a man when I got to college, and, you know, everything that he's done for me afterwards, you know, he's just a phone call away now, but, you know, he made sure I had the best of everything, the best surgeon, I was in the best hospital for what I needed, you know, made set up that somebody was always with me in the very beginning stages. I was never alone, you know, he was coming by too, and to give my mom a break in the middle of the night, things like that, you know, the stuff that goes on behind the scenes that people don't see, you know, he was always there for me, and I can't thank him enough for that.
Yeah, that's a big deal. And then, of course, he leads to you signing your NFL contract with the Buccaneers. Man, describe what that moment's like.
When I signed that contract with the Buccaneers, it was incredible. You think about, you know, my whole life I wanted to go to the NFL. That was my dream, man. You know, after my injury, of course, I knew I wasn't going to be playing football anymore. So, you know, you think that dream is over, but Oceano made it come true, even though I was never able to play it down in the NFL. I got to see what it was like being a part of an NFL organization, get to talk to the team, go down there for multiple games, and just be a part of it, you know. It was just amazing.
Yeah, that's amazing. And that led you to write a book. Man, I find it a challenge to read an entire book. But you went ahead and you wrote one. It's called Believe, My Faith and the Tackle That Changed My Life. Tell the audience, you know, why'd you write that book and what can they find in it?
Yeah, I wanted to write a book just so people can see that I'm a regular guy. It brings people back. Starts off with my injury, but it brings people back all the way to my childhood and growing up and the way I was raised by my mom and my family and, you know, the things that I had to face growing up in adversity and the lessons I learned growing up and then getting me to the point to where I am today. And so people just have that clear understanding of who Eric LeGrand is. And it was awesome to be able to do. It wasn't easy, you know, some hard work, but it was fun.
Yeah, I bet. And you're talking about, you know, taking something that happened to you and creating something just massively positive out of it. And that's all I've seen from you. And all the things I've seen on Fox or stories about you is you've remained positive and you've just sought to energize and motivate other people. So I want you to tell everybody about Team LeGrand. What made you decide to start your own charity and who is it for?
Well, it's Team LeGrand of the Chris Brandon and Reed Foundation. I partnered up with them because, you know, so many people are giving to me and reaching out to me like, "Hey, what can we do? How can we help?" And this and that. They want to be a part of some. I remember Chris Brandon and Reed Foundation reached out to me, you know, telling me that they're there for me whenever I need something, if I ever want to start a foundation, things like that. So I started to do my research with them, and I said, "This is perfect." Which is a perfect time back in 2013 to partner up with them. And we were able to form a fundraising branch off of them called Team LeGrand. And, you know, it's been an amazing partnership ever since. We're hoping to break $1 million by the end of this year.
Wow.
In the fall of 2013, yeah. But it's been great, you know, that's just being able to form a foundation to help other people and give them hope that in a similar situation as me that one day we'll find a cure for this injury.
That's amazing. And the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation, very, very steadfast and focused on doing just that, doing two things, making sure the people who are living with paralysis have everything they need and every opportunity, but also trying to go for that big one, curing paralysis one day. And I want to make sure people can get to your website. How do they find their way to Team LeGrand?
You can just easily type in teamlegrand.org, and it's right there. We have our list of events that we have that are coming up. We have ways that you can be a part of Team LeGrand by signing up by donating $52 for my jersey number and being a part of our team. And also just if every dollar counts, if you just want to even donate $1, we appreciate everything. So definitely check it out at teamlegrand.org.
That's great. More details for that, you can find that on the website, which is teamlegrand.org. So we've talked about, you know, we talked about the story where, you know, where things really changed for you. But I want to talk about kind of where we are currently. You know, we knew that, you know, from your injury to now, you worked with some physical therapists at Kessler in New Jersey. And since our audience is primarily, you know, PTs and people in the rehab community, I want to find out from you because you got some insight we'll never have. What makes a good physical therapist in Eric LeGrand's eyes?
Making a good physical therapist, the first thing you have to like people. you have to like to be around people, because I always talk about with physical therapists, you get people from all different walks of life that come in there, especially in the spinal cord world. You get everything. You can have a CEO of a Fortune 500 company all the way down to a gang member, and you need to find a way to relate to them so you can, you know, do your job to help get them better. So I said you have to be a people person. You can't hate being around people. You can't be one of those, oh, I hate being touchy-feely. No, you got to be around that person. You got to be, you know, somewhat intimate on an intimate level with them in order for them to trust you to, you know, to be able to move their body around, you know, and do things like that. But you have to be able to deal with all types of personalities, because you're going to get all types of people from different walks of life.
Yeah, and I imagine just seeing, you know, people in my own practice going through, you dealing with personalities, but also being able to recognize sometimes people are just having a bad day, and how do you react to that?
Exactly. How do you react to that? You got to know each person. Well, how can you help them? Some people need a little kick in the butt when they're having a bad day, or some people need to be comforted, you know, comforted. Yeah. It's everyone has, knowing your patient and their personality, and how you can help them. Like me, I'm the type, if I'm having a bad day, I need you to kick me in the butt and say, let's go, you know, like, come on, we got to get through this, you know. But other people, that might be too much for them. You might need to comfort them and, you know, try to take their mind off and do something else. You know, everybody is different, so definitely got to know exactly what you're going into and learn your how to work with your patient.
Yeah.
And see what makes them tick.
That's great advice, man. That's great advice to hold near, because a lot of times, you know, it can be hard. It can be hard. I can imagine going through that rehab process, and we have to be conscious of that to make sure that you, the patient, get the best treatment possible.
Exactly. Yeah. If you want to have a successful patient, you know, want them to be happy, you got to be willing to ask them questions, go that extra mile, see what they like, what interests them, what kind of hobbies do they have. Not to say, hey, I'm your therapist, this is what's wrong with you, and this is how we're going to fix it. No, take that extra mile to learn who you're working with.
Yeah. You have any physical therapists you want to give a shout out to? Anybody you really enjoyed working with?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Buffy. That's Sandra Wojciechowski. That's who my physical therapist is. She always says, even though she has a brother and two sisters, she always says, I'm like the younger brother she never wanted. And also Cindy Granger, my occupational therapist. I've been with her since inpatient days, and she moved outpatient as well when I was down there, and still working with her 7 years into this injury. So
wow.
Buffy and Cindy, those are my two ladies.
That's great. So you're the injury was 7 years ago, and how have you changed? You know, I mean, I think doctors initially, you know, gave you a prognosis that your mom fortunately just decided not to tell you. That's such a great mom thing to do, because the prognosis didn't look great, but you know, you've surpassed some initial expectations. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's been a journey for sure. You know, coming off the ventilator, regaining back some movement, you know, below my level of injury in my shoulders and full range of motion in my neck, and being able to eat solid foods. You know, it's been definitely a journey, regaining back a lot of back muscles so I can lean forward and sit myself up and balance myself while I'm sitting, you know, without any support. And then also in the standing frame, trying to do that while, you know, maintaining my blood pressure without it dropping down. So it's been a journey over these 7 years. And with so many different types of therapy, has been able to help me walking on the Neuro Recovery Network treadmill. That is a grant from the Christopher Dana Reeve Foundation, actually, to Kessler, where I put over 500 sessions on that machine.
Wow.
And read back so much stuff. So, yeah, it's been quite a journey. And
I bet.
It's keeping me healthy. It's keeping me strong. And I would say keeping my body prepared for when that cure does happen. So I'm ready for it.
I love the way you just said that last thing. You know, you are driven for a cure for paralysis. And I think that's a really, really lofty goal. And I think that's the only kind that we should have, is really, really, really big goals that really, really matter to a lot of people. So talk a little bit about some of the things that the foundation, the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation. So maybe just give an outline of what the Neuro Recovery Network is, because I don't think everybody knows yet, and I think they should.
Yeah, for sure. So it's a treadmill where you're walking a patient for an hour, usually doing 5 minute bouts at a time, 5 minutes on. And then you have somebody that's rotating your hips while you're in a harness. And then you got two people on your legs, one on each leg. and they're legit walking. You're doing going through the way that your body naturally walk on would walk in general, and they're walking you on a treadmill. And we do 5-minute bouts, and then after the 5 minutes is up, we stand up and we do some other functional stuff, like trying to push forward with my arms or trying to reach out to grab something or pull back, things like that, for another 2 minutes, and then it's back on for another 5 minutes on the treadmill. So being able to do that, just the natural body movement, has helped out tremendously with my recovery. Just being able to be upright and moving and start sitting down all the time.
What are some of the changes that you've seen?
Oh, that's when I started regaining actually the muscles back in my back and being able to sit on my own. After 40 sessions of regular traditional therapy, I wasn't able to sit up at by myself at all. After 80 sessions of regular traditional therapy, I wasn't able to sit up or do anything pretty much on my own. After 40 sessions of that treadmill, I was able to start sitting up and balancing myself. Things like that. Yeah, so that treadmill definitely works for magic.
That's great.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and now Snapchat.
At PT Pintcast.
And online at ptpintcast.com.
I want to thank our friends from Aureus Medical Staffing for bringing you PT Pintcast in this episode with Eric LeGrand. If you're thinking about getting a job as a PT anywhere in the 50 U.S. states and you need a little help getting there, that's what Aureus does. Talk to one of their recruiters right now. Tell them about you. Where do you want to go? What do you want to do? AureusMedical.com. That's AureusMedical.com. Jobs all over the country, and they take care of everything. You know, what happens when you got to change states or change licenses? Well, they've gone through it, so they can help. How about continuing education? You want information on that? They've gone through it, so they've got it for you. Plus, right now, how about $500 on Southwest Airlines? Yeah, an opportunity to win yourself $500 to go wherever you want on Southwest Airlines. Just visit ptpintcast.com to sign up for that from our friends from Aureus Medical.
Rock Tape, more than just a tape company. Rock Tape keeps athletes of all levels moving stronger, longer.
With the world's best kinesiology tape,
topical pain relief,
mobility equipment,
and protective gear.
And now physical therapists can get 20% off their first purchase right now at shop.rocktape.com.
Just use the code PTPINECAST at checkout to get 20% off.
That's shop.rocktape.com.
With the code PTPINECAST for killer savings of 20% off.
Rock Tape, the world's best kinesiology tape.
Let's give a nice, warm welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now.
Talking with Eric LeGrand. You can find him on Twitter at EricLeGrand52. And again, that website is teamlegrand.org. And that close relationship with the Neuro Recovery Network, with the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation, but also you're a big-time TV personality now. On Fox, you've got a segment that you do called Mission Possible. Talk to me about that. I've seen them all, first of all.
But for the people who don't know, what is it?
So it's a web series that's on FoxSports.com where I pretty much go into somebody's life that has a disability that's facing some type of adversity and shine light on their story because it deserves to be shined on. And we're using my platform as well, Fox Sports platform, for people to share their story, but also being able to put them through some maybe like a cool moment that they may like a guy like Mike Luciano, who's a huge soccer player. We got him to meet Frank Lamport and bring him out to an NYCFC game for MLS. Or we're down in Florida with a guy by the name of Jeremy Thomas, who's in a wheelchair from spina bifida from birth. And he's on the Miami Heat wheelchair basketball team, and he's also a rapper. We got to bring him to the Ballers premiere where he met The Rock and one of his favorite rappers, Ace Hood, and things like that. So give them a cool moment where they can just forget about everything that's going on in their life and be wowed and like in shock. And it's been pretty cool. We did 6 episodes, and we're hoping for another season 2 where we can do another 6 more and hopefully change another 6 more people's lives.
I think you have to. I think they're amazing stories. I think they're done in a really cool way too. I think, you know, having seen you before on TV and different stories, talking to you now and hearing you, the show, the web series feels like you. It's your vibe. You're like, hey, I'm going to tell your story, but we're going to hang out and we're going to do something. Yeah. Instead of just telling a story, you lived with him for a little bit, for a day.
Exactly. It's not just like, I'm going to share a story. No, we want to do something cool. You know, get there wherever we're at, just experience that moment, like being able to go out on a boat in Miami or when we're up in New England after the after we went to the practice with New England, we had a big barbecue with everybody, you know, so it's not just, you know, doing something and that's it. No, we're going and we're going to hang out.
Yeah.
I want to learn more about your life and your family.
Yeah, it just, the story feels like you telling a great story in a really, really great way. I mean, I loved all of them. I did love one particular quote from Rohan Murphy. He said, "The only disability in life is a bad attitude." I like that one a lot.
The truth, I really believe that.
Good guy right there. You can check those stories out from Fox Mission Possible. Just look on foxsports.com. All right, Eric, I don't want to take up too much of your time because we record on a Friday, but every episode that we record, we do a shot before we're done, man.
Okay. This is the Parting Shot.
Powered by Optum Manual Therapy.
Taking the orthopedic clinical specialty examination? To pass the OCS, it's important to understand clinical prediction rules, clinical practice guidelines, and recent research. Optum Manual Therapy has the premier OCS prep course that gets you from start to passing step by step.
Test out 3 free study guides right now at OptumFellowship.com.
So if you were to tell physical therapists out there listening in the world, what's one thing they should remember at all times when working with somebody with a spinal cord injury?
Well, one, you're going to be dealing with spasms. That's the city, so be ready for that. Watch out. Don't get hit in the face with the flying leg. But on a bigger note, not even just for spinal cord injuries, I always try to tell people that are in the medical field or, you know, rehab field, do it for the patient. Don't do it for the paycheck. You know, do it because you love the job and you really have somebody else's life in your hands and you're helping them get better to where they want to be. Even if you're having a bad day or they're having a bad day and you got a headache and you're just dealing with so much stuff, you got notes to finish, remember what the main cause is and how you are helping change somebody's life. So do it for the patient, not for the paycheck.
I love that. I love that a lot. Eric LeGrand, looking forward to another season for Mission Possible. I want that. Definitely want to check out the website. Make sure people go there right now. That is teamlegrand.org. Listen, you've already done big things, and I have zero doubt that they will get even bigger. So I appreciate you taking your time and just doing the things that you do.
Absolutely, Jimmy. Thank you very much.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast, LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO, Jimmy McKay, and CBO, Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.
Want to say thanks to Fox Rehabilitation for bringing you the PT Pinecast. Fox Rehabilitation is a clinician-owned and operated professional practice of full-time physical, occupational, and speech therapists across 15 states with more than 950 clinicians. Combined, we have more than 200 years of clinically excellent leadership. Our mission? To rehabilitate lives by believing in the strength of people, empowering our people to facilitate and provide clinically excellent care to our clients, allowing them to achieve what they once thought impossible. Are you a fit for Fox? Find out at foxrehab.org.